B'choros Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav 5-6, the last of the Perek, and we're coming off the topic of the requirement to have a mumcha rule that a b'chor is a balmum kavua before one shechts it. So what if one lies, doesn't do that, and the Kohen sells it to somebody else? So that will bring us to the topic of a mekach ta'os, a purchase made under false pretenses. And the rule is, if a person is buy something, and there was a fact that was withheld from him, that if he knew that fact, whether it's a matter of halacha or a matter of metzias, if he would have known that, he wouldn't have made the purchase, then the purchaser is allowed to say, listen, this was made under false pretenses, the sale was not binding, and he, the purchaser, can force the seller to take back the goods and give him back a full refund. Worth noting, there isn't a middle ground where they could come to some... Of course, they can come to an agreement they want to. No, people can agree on things. But there's no way for the purchaser to force the seller to sort of give him a partial reimbursement to like sort of right the wrongs, like to true things up. That he can't do. But he must, whatever he, since he's annulling the purchase altogether, the purchaser must return the object. And in exchange, the seller must return the money. So here the Mishnah says, Hashochet es ha-bechor u-mecharo. The Kohen slaughters his b'chor, and he sells it to someone else. V'nodan, after the fact, the purchaser learns, shlo her'ehu, that the Kohen didn't show it to a mumcha prior to slaughtering the b'chor. So that means that the b'chor is usser, and we learned that it's not only usser, but midrabban, the whole thing is usser b'hana. Okay, even if it turns out, you know, if the animal was a three-legged animal, and it was obvious to anybody that it would be ruled a bal mum kavua, if the Kohen didn't get that official psak from the mumcha or the three people in the shul, whatever the story is, then the slaughtering was invalid, and therefore it midrabanan, the whole thing's asur b'hana, has to be you know, buried. Therefore says the Mishnah, masha achlu achlu, if in the meantime the purchaser had consumed some of the meat, so what he ate, even though the purchaser ate some of that b'chor meat, and therefore he can't return it, and normally the rule is, if you want to get a refund, you have to return what you're returning for mekach ta'os. Here, the seller, the Kohen, must give a full refund, even though he's not getting the money in exchange. This is because of the knas, the rabbinic penalty for him not doing the right thing, and selling b'chor meat without getting a mumcha to pass on the b'chor could be shechted. As for what wasn't eaten by the purchaser, habasar yikaver, the meat isn't returned back to the seller as a normal mekach ta'os is. Instead, he just buries it in the ground, the purchaser's house, because, again, the meat is asur b'hana, you can't get benefit from it. V'hu yachsir lehem es adamim, and still, the seller must return the value of that as well. In other words, in short, the Kohen makes a full refund, and he gets nothing back. Okay, what was eaten was eaten, what wasn't eaten gets buried. Now, a similar topic here, we're moving away from b'choros for a second. What happens about just generic meat? So, there's of course, animals, it was a trefa, has, you know, some sort of vital, permanent life-threatening defect, which causes to die, makes the animal not kosher. Now, there is an assumption that animals that are walking around the farm are indeed not trefas and they're kosher. And therefore, if one would slaughter and eat the animal, he could assume, midoraisa, that it's kosher. There is, however, a rabbinic requirement to check at least the lungs, that they don't have sircha, they don't have like some, thing that makes them to be a trefa. So that's a rabbinic requirement. And if one doesn't do that, then at least rabbinically, he is eating what's, I'll call it, not kosher, not according to the halacha, and there's going to be a penalty as well. So here the Mishnah says, V'chein, hashochet et apara u'machara. A person, not a Kohen here, specifically, just any old butcher, any farmer, he slaughters an animal, a cow, and he sells the meat, v'noda shitrefa, and then it comes out after the fact that this animal is not kosher. Okay, now the case for our Mishnah, to keep it simple here, is that the farmer knew full well that this was not a kosher animal, and he sold it anyways, so he's a bad guy. Okay, now since it's a bad guy, where he's going to get penalized, he knew it wasn't checked, or he knew it was checked and it was found to be treif, in either of those two cases, masha achlu achlu, look, what was eaten, the purchaser can't return the meat that he ate, but still, although midoraisa, now you can't call mekach ta'os on that portion of the meat because you can't return it, midrabban, the seller is penalized, and v'yachsir lehem es adamim, still the seller needs to return or reimburse the purchaser for that meat, the money he spent. really midoraisa. Again, it should be that the purchaser now has got the benefit of eating the meat, then he shouldn't have to get reimbursed at all. But again, there's a penalty midorabanan. Umashlo achlo, as for the portion of meat that wasn't eaten, so that hein yachziru lo esel basar, the purchaser must return to the seller the meat, because you're calling mekach tos here, you're annulling the sale. Now the meat has to go back to the seller. Now, unlike the case of a bechor, where the meat is asr bahana, you can't get any benefit from it at all. When it comes to the meat of a regular, not kosher animal, a treifa, you are, yes, allowed to get benefit from meat. You can feed it to dogs and you can use the hide to, you know, make your furniture. And therefore, the purchaser must return the unconsumed meat. V'yachs lahem es adamim, and the seller will then have to reimburse the purchaser for, you know, the money because of the mekach tos. So again, the bottom line is the purchaser is going to get a full refund. The seller will get back whatever meat is left. Really, that wouldn't work on a derived level of mekach tos. You would only get reimbursed what you return. But there's a penalty on the seller because he acted intentionally badly. That's the case of our mission over here. You may ask, well, how can we give this meat back? Aren't we afraid that the seller is going to do it again? The answer is there's a separate din, not part of our mission, which is if a person, now this seller, this butcher became a chashud, he's now known to sell treif meat, and has been announced that he sells treif meat, and people aren't allowed to buy meat from him anymore. Again, that's a separate point. Says the Mishnah, what happens if the meat that he didn't eat, the purchaser didn't eat, he doesn't have any more because mecharu lenachrim, he either sold it to goyim, because it was a kosher, he sold it to non-Jews, oh, hitilu leklavim, or he didn't eat it and said he fed it to his dogs. In that case, yishamalo demei hatreifa, which not translated literally means, since now the purchaser didn't get a total loss, because he somehow monetized his treif meat, either by selling it to goyim and getting a partial, you know, treif meat's worth less than kosher meat, but he got some money, or fed it to his dogs, which saved him the cost of, you know, buying the kibble for the dogs. So the seller, who's getting punished, only has to reimburse the purchaser for his loss. So that means, just for example, this meat that he didn't eat was worth 100, but he sold it to some non-Jew for 50, then the other 50 has to get reimbursed from the seller. So 250 is making 100, he's not losing anything after all.